She'll be home in 2020. That was the word from members of the Lummi Nation, who have not given up on efforts to free captive orca Lolita from her cement tank at the Miami Seaquarium. A new law firm has joined the fight. We hear more from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Lolita is also known as Tokate and was recently renamed Scully Chuktanut to emphasize the tribal village near Pen Cove where she was captured 50 years ago. The Lummi view her as a relative and have filed a lawsuit demanding her return under the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. Ellie Kinley is one of the two Lummi plaintiffs.
She was taken when she was 3 years old, and we know her mom, Scully Chuktanut's mom, is out there still grieving her loss because she was taken from her.
Now they're getting pro bono help from the nonprofit Earth Law Center, which specializes in the rights of nature. Michelle Bender is assigned to their case.
So the difference with our approach is we're challenging the current legal system. We're not trying to work within it.
She says they're aiming to unveil a new legal strategy to free the captive orca before the 50th anniversary of her arrival at Miami Seaquarium in September. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.